This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan, Reginald Atitula with Mike Bassick and Alec Medford hanging out with you on this Friday, getting you ready for the start of the second half, unofficially, of the MLB and more particularly the Rangers season. And in fact, on the Twitch, Dan Tasic asked, are you going to do any TV for the Rangers this weekend, Mike?
I have the whole homestand as the analyst, so I'll be with Dave Raymond tonight through Thursday, the Baltimore and the Chicago series. So 7 days of Like It or Not, Mike Bassick on the game.
I have a strong feeling it'd be more like it than not.
Yeah.
And for a lot of folks. And I did want to mention, it is a shout out Friday. I'm trying to do my best to make sure I get that going. And from the 817, they said shout out to me. Shout out to them. They just landed a very nice job. Congratulations. I'm sure that helps you start out a weekend very well. Make sure to text those in, 877-881-1053. Someone else from the 214, I always feel weird about doing shout-outs that like are referential to us, because it's like, I'm not trying to do this for us, I'm trying to do it for you. But they did say shout-out Mike and Reg for holding it down all week. Miss Kevin and Corey, but y'all have been a great duo. Appreciate you listening every day, 214. And we too miss Kevin and Corey. They will be back on Monday. But right now, let's turn to your Dallas Cowboys. We're a little less than a week, in fact, away from training camp in Oxnard, California, getting ready for the 2024 NFL season with your Dallas Cowboys. It's a pivotal one. It's a very important season with all of the stakes that have been set up. Dak Prescott, final year of his deal. Mike McCarthy, final year of his deal. But before we even get there, right, you have CeeDee Lamb is extension eligible, and he's one of those players that we're seeing on lists and that we're looking at as he might be a holdout type guy when we come around to Thursday for camp. Micah Parsons is extension eligible. And so all of these contracts have been the talk of NFL media. As we know, Cowboys move the needle nationally. And so who better than Stephen Jones to talk about these things? Obviously, we get him on this station frequently, but that's during the season. He doesn't have an obligation just yet. But he did jump on with Diana Russini, and it was Chase Daniel, right? I want to make sure I got the right career backup, but I mean a fantastic career backup at that in Chase Daniel. They have a podcast with The Athletic called Scoop City, and Stephen Jones was on with them, and I believe that this dropped today, in fact, and talked about kind of the contracts of Dak, CeeDee, and Micah. And so I wanted to kind of get some of your reactions, Mike, about where Stephen Jones is coming from. And I know that there's some people rolling their eyes right now, because when Stephen Jones talks, it can feel like, you know, you're getting a sell or what have you sometimes. But I mean, we can only work off of what he says from that perspective, and then also what we see. So let's start here. This will be cut one. Where are do things stand, just laying out the groundwork, with CeeDee, Dak, and Micah?
You know, those things just take time when you're talking about the amount of money involved. And, of course, we're trying to a little bit play Houdini and how to keep all these guys around Dak and keep these players we were fortunate enough to draft. And you know, when you start stacking them up like that, you know, it's a challenge. It's not that it's not doable, but you certainly got to, you know, have some give and take if you want to do that. I know the Vikings there with Jefferson, when they, you know, made that inordinate deal at the receiver spot, you know, they don't have one player on their team other than Jefferson making over $20 million. And of course, you know, we got a big one in Dak, and we got Diggs right there, and then you got Zach Martin and D-Law, and so we got a lot of guys making, you know, quite a bit of money, and, you know, it's no excuses. We, you know, we think we can get this done, know we can get it done, but it just takes time.
I think that's just frustrating if you're a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
Because he goes, well, look, obviously CeeDee, like he's trying to set the groundwork that CeeDee should take a lot less.
Yeah.
Because he has a Dak Prescott, he has a Zach Martin, he has a possible Micah Parsons making a lot of money. Well, too bad. The market is the market. Like, you have a short amount of time to play sports. Stephen Jones will go to his grave as a owner slash general manager of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
His job is secure till the day he dies. CeeDee Lamb's job will be over, and I'll be optimistic on this, By 40 years old, he'll never play football again the rest of his life.
Unless he's Terrell Owens at 48.
Right, and yeah. He probably at 35 will be done, to be honest. So he has a small amount of time in his life that God gave him an unbelievable blessing and skill that he's taken advantage of, and he has to make his money from age 21 approximately to age 35. And then that's it. He makes $0 the rest of his life playing football.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, man, you should take a lot less because look how we have a lot of good players. Minnesota doesn't. Well, all right, let's go around the rest of the NFL with the quarterbacks that they're paying a lot of money to. They're also paying a lot of money to other players on the team. So just pay the market and be done with this. It doesn't take time. It really doesn't.
Right.
I think I've come to the conclusion that Steven and Jerry, especially Jerry, intentionally do this to make headlines a week or 10 days into training camp. And it's almost like, hey, when we feel a lull in the coverage and we feel a lull in camp, CD's not going to be there. Let's get it done. Give him everything he wants. We always give the player everything they want. And then it's a big headline 8 or 9 days into training camp. CD Lamb is signed and he's coming to camp today.
Yeah. And that was the thing about the, it takes time, is that specifically with CD Lamb, Jerry Jones was telling us that he wanted to, see where the leaves fell. Like, quite literally, the time you guys gave us the timeline on that. You set this standard here, and that actually leads into this. If we can get cut four here, Medford, I appreciate you. Stephen Jones was asked what the philosophy behind contracts and extensions is, because this is the thing that I think perplexes a lot of people about, like, what is the timeline? How are you guys doing this? Because sometimes it doesn't feel like it matches up for us.
Well, we're just now to the point where we can do a CD and a Micah. And, certainly you go want to see these things play out. And certainly, a lot of times you want to make sure, certainly CD had his breakout year this year in terms of, really having a mega year in terms of his numbers and his statistics. And, of course, Micah just became eligible. And, of course, we've done a deal with that. So, after that, we've done digs. We got him done early. And, unfortunately, when you're paying these quarterbacks the kind of money these teams are having to pay them, and it's not just a handful of them. There's, Chase, you followed, I'm sure, there's 12 to 16 guys that are making 40+ million bucks. And, then you're restricted to paying, five or six guys. And believe me, it doesn't feel good to watch a Baez leave the organization. It doesn't feel good to watch these guys that we drafted and developed and playing at a good level walk away. But unfortunately, we can't do that. Now, the good news is we feel like we've done a good job of drafting again, and you get the Guyton's of the world and the BBs of the world and a Nealon who's a pass rusher. You got to keep bringing these guys in because that's where you get the relief under the cap, is having your young guys play at a high level and play right away.
Okay. I mean, he says, well, Micah is just up now, but CD was up last year at this time. I don't know. If you would have offered CD Lamb last year, said, hey, let's get this done. Let's do 5 years at $150 million, 30 a year, work out the guarantees and everything, he probably says yes in a heartbeat. And now you're looking at 32 to 34 million.
Yeah.
That is 2 to 4 million you would have saved on it. So I'm just saying, with Micah Parsons, I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know the defensive end market / the pass rushing market.
Right, the edge, yeah.
But if you do it today, I'm assuming it will be less than if you do it next year.
That seems to be like the basic thought. And I know sometimes there will be a folks here or there that'll push back on that and like talk about maybe like the percentage of the cap and if the cap goes up and that number doesn't nearly go up as much. But we're seeing the boom, at least in the wide receiver market, where that percentage of the cap number is going up. And so the general theory is the earlier you get it done, the less impactful or less, I guess, harmful or hurtful to the cap it's going to feel towards the back end of that as this cap does increase. So, yeah, the philosophy doesn't even seem to make sense with me personally. And I think that's been the continuous frustration with a lot of Cowboys fans with the ways that the Joneses have gone about.
I was listening to G-Bag Nation this week, and I can't remember what day it was, but Brian Broaddus said it takes no talent, no skill to just wait till the end to just pay or to just flip switches. Like, yeah, that's the easiest thing to do. There's no creativity. There's no general managing in that. And I know I'm paraphrasing Brian Broaddus there, but I'm saying that now, listening to Brian, like, there's actually very little skill Steven has in doing this because he's not creative at all. So he's just doing the easiest way possible at the end of a timeline.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't think that's entirely unfair. I mean, Stephen Jones, in the course of this interview, and I don't think we have time to really dip into it, but during the course of this interview, he talks about the criticism that the organization faces because of the playoff success. But that's an answer that we've heard time and time again. It's like, yeah, but, you know, this is a good team and those things. And that's understood. But, like, the fact of the matter is, it feels like, again, as you're talking about, like, just waiting to the end and just getting the deal done, you're managing to keep these players and, you know, pay them, I guess, for the most part. But you're not winning at the margins. And when you have something like a salary cap sports, the margins all matter and they all add up, I think. So another interesting instance of Stephen Jones talking about the way that the Cowboys do business.
And I know this is cap stuff. And the one thing that you would try to give Stephen Jones and the Jones family this, well, they wait till the end because they want to make sure the player is healthy by the time they give them this huge contract and it kicks in. But that's the total opposite of what they do.
Yeah.
If they had that philosophy, then you wouldn't have paid DeMarcus Lawrence. He needed surgery in the offseason. He was hurt when he got his contract. Michael Gallup hurt. Obviously, Dak Prescott, it ended up working out. Major surgery, two surgeries on his ankle. And they still paid him a lot of money. So if their philosophy was, we wait till the end because if that person gets hurt at the end of their rookie deal or at the end of this free agency situation, we don't pay anymore. But they actually do the opposite. They actually are like, if you get hurt, we'll pay you more. So it just doesn't make sense at all unless you say, maybe Steven isn't super qualified to run a salary cap situation.
That is a big question to ask. But I mean, look, ultimately, the thing that is frustrating is that we know that there's not a ton of accountability there. And you can say that there's, like, internal accountability, but I don't know that we can necessarily take that at face value. So, I mean, that's the thing that I think, again, is frustrating if you're a Cowboys fan, is that you look up and you go, this is what it is. And to be fair, he's right. They have, for the most part, drafted well and restocked. But they haven't been successful in the end, and ultimately, results-driven business at the end of the day.